The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
I don't know what he means by that. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. In a few minutes, we're going to spend this hour with Senator Jim DeMint. He's a hero of the conservative movement, just an amazing man, and we've got him for the rest of the hour today. And then in hour two, we're talking to our friend John Zmirak, mostly about the horrific development yesterday with Chick-fil-A. But in the first 10 minutes of this program, I am seated here with my friend, the pastor of Watermark Community Church in Dallas, Texas, Todd Wagner.
Hello,
Todd,
Eric.
I love to see you. I saw you last night. You're here. We're going to be talking about Promise Keepers and that whole thing. But before we get to that, whether now or later, I just have to talk to you. Because when I talked to you last night, we were grieving.
Yeah.
Our friend John Stone Street tweeted about this. I tweeted about this. My friend Rod Dreher tweeted about this. And you just realize, like, wow, can this be happening?
Yes, the Chick-fil-A situation. Is that what you're talking about specifically?
Yeah,
it's happening. And I think I also tweeted out, you know, the chicken blinked. And
the chicken blinked.
In a cowardly way. But, you know, honestly, I mean, I do think they did. And it's tragic because, you know, for so long they have been a company that has been unafraid of what it is they believe in. I'm not really sure what they did. I think what they did last night hurt LGBTQ people. And I say that because the Salvation Army, I think, wisely responded right away. The Salvation Army is one organization that they said they're no longer going to support because they're no longer going to support anti-LGBTQ organizations. And the Salvation Army, rightly, they just went through this last week, by the way, with the whole halftime show at the Cowboy Stadium in Texas, where I'm from, because Ellie Gould, I think, said that she wasn't going to sing at halftime because she heard that they were a hateful organization. And the Salvation Army responded very well and just said, listen, we serve all people. In fact, they served 23 million people last year in all the areas that Chick-fil-A said they want to start supporting. And the Salvation Army even said last night, we think we serve more lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people than anybody in the world who are homeless and suffering.
Wow.
So in effect, what they did hurt the very community they're trying to appease.
Think of the irony. I mean, I have to say, it's like Vichy France or somebody. When Chick-fil-A, you know, basically sides with their ideological enemies, it's like the Stockholm Syndrome. Somebody in leadership at Chick-fil-A drank the Kool-Aid and said, you know what? Yeah, the Salvation Army are anti-gay. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes are anti-gay. Yeah. And I want to say right now, that is a lie from the pit of hell. Those organizations are not anti-gay any more than you or I or anybody are anti-gay. If you say I believe the Bible is the word of God.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you anti-gay. In fact, it makes you pro-gay people. It makes you love gay people. The culture is, it's going to go in any direction. Like, if it's cool to hate gays, they'll hate gays. If it's cool to hate people who don't think being gay is a great idea, they'll hate them. The culture will just goes with the wind. The church basically says that the word of God is divine. It is God's word to us. And we really believe that God is a God of love. He loves every sinner. He loves me, the sinner. He saves me, the sinner. He wants to love everybody. And so Chick-fil-A sided with those who say, no, 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 that's a hate group. That's a hate group. It is heartbreaking. And I really believe they're going to pay very dearly, because all the folks who love them, like you and me and our friend John Stone Street and Mike Huckabee and stuff, who have exhorted others to patronize them, are now going to say, you know what, we're gonna go to In-N-Out Burger. I'm gonna eat at home today, or I'm gonna go to McDonald's, because this
you
is
thought
nonsense.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich was popular before yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? No, but in all seriousness, I don't wish any ill will on Chick-fil-A. I've got a lot of friends who are with that company, but what I would just say is, I mean, they know more than anybody that faithfulness to Christ comes at a price, and it's very clear in an article that was yesterday that broke this news, where they said, hey, listen, our public stances have hurt what we're doing as a company in our future. Now, what we also forget is, because they had some of those stances, they've had what they've called for years raving fans that have supported them, the tune of being the third largest fast food chain behind McDonald's and Starbucks that exist. And by the way, let me just say something else. I mean, Howard Schultz, who's the CEO of Starbucks, all right? I respect the heck out of what that guy did, in the same way I did with Dan Cathy and what the Cathy family has done for a year. In 2013, when Starbucks came out, before Obergefell, before anybody else was really just saying, hey, we're going to treat same-sex couples the same way we do, you know, male-female couples, is, you know, a lot of people blew back, said, well, I'm not eating at Starbucks anymore. And so what did Howard Schultz do? He said, listen, I'm going to do what I think is right. Last year, we paid a 38% return, okay, to all our investors. And if you don't want part of that investment, go get your coffee somewhere else. But this is who we are, and this is what we believe. That was 2013, okay? And what I would just say is, and I respect that, okay? And I love baristas, and I go to Starbucks sometimes. I have friends whose conscience won't let them, but, you know, I go in there and I love people. The Bible tells us, when somebody's a different position than us, that we're compelled by Scripture to love our enemies.
Right.
And I don't think Howard Schultz is my enemy, but he has a different view on what is good for people maybe than I do in terms of their own personal choices. And that's why we love. We don't impose our values. We propose a better way. And you got to have a relationship to do that. It's tragic that Chick-fil-A and the Cathy family and their leadership didn't do what Howard Schultz did in 2013 and just stay the course.
That's really what it amounts to, right? In other words, to stay the course and say,
yeah,
because we believe these things, that our profits are going to be what they're going to be. It's not only about profits. Of course, we want to make profits, but we're going to trust God that if we do the right thing, He's got our back. And if we can't get into, you know, certain European markets or certain states or whatever it is, like, you know what? That's okay. We're gonna do what we do because we believe it is right. Suddenly, they have said, no, it's more important for us to expand our markets, to do these kinds of things, than to stick by the values that we've had.
It does appear.
It breaks people's hearts.
But
there are people across America, their hearts were broken.
So we in Texas, we passed a Chick-fil-A bill. I mean, it's literally called, I think, the Chick-fil-A bill, because San Antonio Airport tried to push them out. Okay? And the state senators and representatives and our governor said, we're not going to do that. You cannot discriminate against an organization because of its you know, deeply held beliefs. We made it a law, a state law, that you can't do that, right? There's action, legal action taken against the city of San Antonio who pushed them out because of that. There's defenders at every turn for them. And I just can't believe, you know, and Eric, I really say this, if Chick-fil-A is concerned about its profitability, what does everybody love about Chick-fil-A? Okay, they love it. They love the fact that it's their food's excellent, their service is great, and it represents a wholesomeness. That's what a lot of people love.
Yeah.
That's why also a lot of people have picketed against them in Buffalo and San Jose and San Antonio. But watch this. If they're really concerned about profitability, what's the thing everybody hates the most about Chick-fil-A, even before, you know, 2 days ago?
I don't know.
You can't get it on?
Oh, on Sunday.
On Sunday. So, look, if they're really committed to profitability, we'll pop open that seventh day.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, and they may not be willing to do that. Thought, I hope they don't.
They thought they could have it both ways.
You can't.
And I have to say, there's sometimes you have to make a choice, and this is one of those times they chose wrong. Now the question is, this reminds me of the New Coke debacle back in, what was it, the 80s or whatever, where, you know, that Coke makes this huge decision, and it is the ultimate PR, you know, nightmare. My hope would be that the leadership at Chick-fil-A would say, you know what, we made a big mistake, we're sorry, we're going to reverse course. Now, if they were to do that, they would see an outpouring of support like they have never seen. If they don't do that, Salvation Army is going to see an outpouring of support, and Chick-fil-A, like Nike and others, they're going to pay a big price. You have to choose.
Yeah, I think you know, organizations aren't people. Organizations aren't Christian. People are Christian, but there's no question that that organization that is a privately held company, like In-N-Out Burger and like other.
Well, it makes it all the more horrific.
And that's why they are exactly right. They have made a decision, or they've let business people inside of them consult them in a direction that I do think hurts so much of what makes them beloved. I mean, it's good food, but it's good people. Listen, I've got a lot of friends there. I'm not sure this story is over, but it's appropriate that we remind them that if you really love LGBTQ people, the most kind thing you can do, love without truth is not loving. They've got to hang in with it.
We're going to a hard break. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back with Jim DeMint, Senator DeMint. Stick around.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible, Exodus, to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe three in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest-Free.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now.
Hey there, folks. Man, I love listening to the Eagles, but you know what? When you have a former U.S. senator in the studio, you can put the Eagles to the side and focus on something very important, which is my conversation with Senator Jim DeMint. Welcome to this program. Just a privilege to have you here, sir.
Eric, it's a privilege to be with you. Now, who's the desperado today in the song?
That's the question, right? You have a book out. It's called Conservative: Knowing What to Keep, Knowing What to Conserve. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It. It's the same thing. It's what Franklin talked about. You're known to many people in my audience, but for people who don't know your story, when did you get involved in politics? You're from South Carolina, of course, but when did you? We know you were a senator, you were a congressman. When did you first get involved?
I was never elected to any public office until I was 47 years old. I'd had my own marketing and advertising business for 15 years. Before that, I was in advertising, and I kind of backed into politics when someone asked me to help them with their campaign pro bono, and it showed me that a regular person could be elected. It also helped me to see that a lot of the things I cared about were connected to public policy. Up until that point, I thought they were normal people, and then they were politicians, and I never wanted to be a politician.
Right. Neither did George Washington. And he succeeded and you succeeded because being elected to office doesn't make you a politician. I guess technically it does. But, okay, so you served this country for quite a while as a congressman and as a senator. And in 2013, you were telling me earlier that you chose to leave early, to leave the Senate early. And why? What have you been doing since then besides writing this book, Conservative, Knowing What to Keep? What are you up to?
I realized, Eric, that after being in the House 6 years, the Senate 8 years, that we weren't going to win the battle on the inside. I had started Senate Conservatives Fund. We had helped bring some new people in. But it seemed that unless we win the culture first, we're never going to win the political battles. And so I really thought that I could do more on the outside. I'm a marketing guy. I really think the best ideas will sell if you give them a chance. And so I've been working with outside organizations. A few years ago, we started what we call the Conservative Partnership Institute with the idea of supporting conservatives and their staff inside of Congress, House, Senate, the administration. Because one of the things I learned that there is no reward for doing the right thing. And that's why so many people come with grand ideas of cutting the budget, reducing the size of government, and the intrusion in our lives. And all of them, almost all of them, seem to go along with the system after a while. And
that is so depressing. I've heard that a number of times, that people get elected if they're conservative or they're, Republican with conservative values. And once they get in, they drift. Why is this?
Well, all the reinforcement in Washington is just kind of like Pavlov's dog for anyone who's old enough to have had that in science class. But all the reinforcement is to stay with the status quo. Everyone there benefits from the status quo.
Okay, so this reinforces the idea of the swamp, the deep state. It's like the aircraft carrier, which is the state, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger it is, the harder it is to turn it around, right?
You got 75-80% of Americans thought the practice of earmarking was wrong. It was corrupt, and I believed it. And I took that on. I helped lead the effort to get rid of them, but I found out about half of the 40,000 lobbyists in Washington were there to get earmarks, and it was a punishing thing. It was hard to raise money after that. A lot of criticism inside Washington, but I'm glad I did. But what we see is just a punishment for folks who want to reduce the growth of government, reduce spending, and Eric, we're on an unsustainable course. We can't keep doing what we're doing, borrowing $1 trillion a year.
I got to say, I mean, one of the things that disgusts me is that 3 years of Trump and the deficit and the national debt. I mean, this is not something that anybody's addressing, and we have a president who supposedly has conservative values.
Right. Well, I know from being in the House and the Senate, the president has very little control of that. I mean, he either signs the bills they send him for spending or they're going to shut the government down. And that's happened a couple of times. I do believe when he's reelected that he's going to take on the spending as a major issue. I know from just working with the folks in the White House, he doesn't want to mess with the economy. He knows the Democrats are not going to let him reduce or even reduce the growth of spending without a shutdown showdown. I mean, that's what comes up. So he's going to be probably faced in a week or so to sign something he wouldn't. But he sent budgets over to the Congress that reduced spending more than any other president.
Is that right?
But it's okay. Just been ignored by Congress. So the Republicans and the Democrats have to figure out that we have to slow the growth of government. Otherwise, we're going to bankrupt the country.
Yeah. Well, and not only are we going to bankrupt the country, but it's a fundamentally un-American idea to have this gigantic a government. I mean, yeah. It's just something that is against freedom, and it's harmful, and we're seeing it right now. I mean, the so-called deep state, the swamp, you know, even among the Republicans, like you're saying, that once you get in there, you become part of the system that doesn't understand freedom. So this book is called Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. So why did you write this? Is this because we've needed a manifesto, a clear definition of what it is, who we are, and what it is that we need to keep?
Well, it's pretty much it. Is a lot of folks talk about conservatism or the conservative movement, and I've been part of it for 20 years, but no one has really defined it in a way that can unify people. And it's not so much about a policy or just limited government or cutting spending or particular pro-life policies. That may be part of an overall political side of this, but conservatism is much more than politics. It's about all those things that make life meaningful, that make life better for everyone. And we need to take the time to identify those things so we can know how to build for the future. In business, we called it identifying best practices and continuous quality improvement, where you find out what works and you keep trying to make it better. So conservatism is not against change. It's just changing based on things that work. And in here, we talk about things that we bring forward from Russell Kirk, who's considered the godfather of conservatism. But they're not things that you expect. I mean, keeping our covenants. America's a covenant nation. We, the people, we pledge our, you know, our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor to each other. And we may be different. You may live in New York and I'm in South Carolina, or one's old or new or young. But what they're trying to do today is put us all in these little different groups and play us against each other. So the idea of keeping our covenant, but also keeping our faith. Russell Kirk said freedom is dependent on believing in a transcendent order. That doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing or even have to believe in a God, but a society that submits itself to a transcendent order can govern itself.
That's such a big idea. I talk about this all the time. And, Oz Guinness came up with the term the golden triangle of freedom, that freedom requires virtue, virtue requires faith, and then faith in turn requires freedom. But the concept of what kind of faith are we talking about when we're talking about virtue, all the founders understood this, and they didn't insist on it has to be a particular kind of Christian faith, but a transcendent order, as you put it. It means something bigger than ourselves that we all buy into. Mm-hmm. Now, usually that comes out of a Christian faith. Historically, in America, it comes out of a Christian faith. But it doesn't need to. And it's what you're saying. Russell Kirk identifies this, a transcendent order. There's something that that we can't change, something bigger and important, and we need to kind of get with reality. And if you believe in that, you will fight for that. But if you don't believe in that, you think, well, we can do anything we like.
And that's why tyrants try to push religion out of their society, because they know you can't have two masters. And if you believe there is a God and that has a plan for you, but even if your society has that a pervasive view of a transcendent moral order, then, I mean, I would fight for an atheist's right not to believe anything.
Right.
But they can certainly participate. But as far as the culture itself, it can live free. And the next thing we want to keep in here is our differences. The left talks about diversity, but they're intolerant of different ideas and beliefs. Conservatives believe that part of who we are, particularly as Americans, is that you can be different, believe different things, and we can live together in harmony unless someone tries to make us be the same. That's where a lot of the tension comes from today, is the central government trying to make us believe the same things, say the same things.
It's fundamentally un-American. It's against freedom. It's against everything that has made us a great nation. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Senator Jim DeMint. The book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump slamming the ongoing impeachment hearings as a disgrace in kangaroo court. The president made the comments at the start of a cabinet meeting. And as the House impeachment panel listened to testimony from National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams and aide to Vice President Mike Pence. The United Nations Human Rights Office is calling on authorities in Hong Kong to do all they can to de-escalate a standoff between security forces and pro-democracy protesters that are holed up in a university. New York has joined the ranks of states suing the nation's biggest e-cigarette maker. It alleges Juul used deceptive and misleading marketing on its e-cigarettes. The company has been sued by California, North Carolina, Illinois, Massachusetts, and several other states. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 79 points, the NASDAQ ahead 37. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
We'll be right back.
folks. That's Elton John. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, former senator. The book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. You were just talking, Senator, about the intolerance on the left. This has become like a cliche. I mean, we are in such a strange place in America where we used to fight for each other. Everybody knew that I may disagree with you, but I'll defend to death your right to say what you say. That only about half of America buys into that at this point. The other half is viciously against it.
Yeah. I think we would have much more than a half who really believe if it wasn't being pushed by the left through the media and politics. Because when you're outside of Washington, when you're with normal people, we all understand we're different and believe different things. And the families can sit at Thanksgiving dinner and argue about all kinds of things but still love each other. And that's what being in covenant as Americans all about.
Well, it's a Christian idea, right? I mean, the idea that I love my enemies. I don't have to agree with you. But to be civil, to be respectful, to care about you, even if I disagree with you, that's something that we've adopted into American culture. It's at the heart of what makes us tick. Mm-hmm. And as you're saying, that's something that today, if you believe that, you're labeled a conservative, which is pretty crazy.
I have a African-American lady who lives down the street is my neighbor, and she I gave her a copy of the book, and she read it and wanted to discuss it. She wrote me notes about what she agreed with and disagreed, and it was fun. And we're different people. She's come from different parts of the country, but we can be friends and neighbors, live in harmony, because no one's trying to make us believe the same thing.
Yeah.
And she's not offended by what I say, and I'm not offended when she said she did. And that's the way most Americans are if you get them outside of a circle. But I think now on college campuses, in the media, I mean, they create these bubbles where people are afraid to even ask questions.
Yeah.
And that's what I see when I speak on campuses. I'm sure you do, too. I mean, people will get you off to the side and whisper. It's such an intimidating environment.
Yeah. It's sick.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're nicer than I am. It's sick. It's evil. And it will lead us to become, to cease to be America if we continue in that direction. I think it's one of the reasons that so many people love this president, because you can disagree with him about all kinds of stuff, but he seems not to bow to the pressure to be politically correct. And there's something so refreshing about that, mm-hmm. because there's been so little courage on that score among the political class, among the cultural elites. They will go out of their way too far sometimes, you know, usually to not offend some theoretical person who's out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who probably don't like Donald Trump's style, and I've talked to a lot of them, but they're glad someone's willing to kick down the doors in Washington, because they know there's a problem. They just want someone to push back, to stand up. I frankly don't know how he's held up. I mean, this is really 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since he was inaugurated.
He's not normal.
No, he's not.
I mean, thank God he's not normal, because a normal person would be in the grave after all of this.
But I wish Nice worked in politics, and maybe it worked during Reagan's time, but it doesn't work anymore. The Democrats are no longer people you can work with for the most part. The progressive left, the socialists, have kind of taken over. And when I first got to the House, we worked with what we call Blue Dog Democrats all the time. I mean, and we had a lot of similar values. We could compromise. But once you get people on the far left who believe in a secular society and a socialistic economy, it's hard to find a place you can work with them.
Well, there's almost nobody, and this is what's changed, is that, like you talked earlier, you said that Russell Kirk talks about a transcendent order. We all used to believe in that, and Democrats, and so we would disagree on the details, but on the basics, we agreed. The question is how to get there.
Right.
Now, we don't agree. I mean, you just, you know, you were talking about, you know, the issue of blue dog Democrats. I mean, in Louisiana just the other day, this Democratic governor was reelected, right? He's pro-life. When I heard that, I almost fell out of my chair. I said, I am absolutely shocked that there is any Democrat in public life in America that would declare himself as pro-life. And I thank God for that. But by and large, except maybe in a place like Louisiana, that's gone.
Most of them have been weeded out. Most of the money now on the Democrat side comes from the far left. And being pro-life is a disqualifier. So I am amazed, too, but I think that's something the Democrats can do if they want to win. Just to show a little bit of reasonableness is what he did, which gave him a leg up there in a state that can often vote for Republicans. I'm hoping that for this impeachment, for instance, which is really not about Trump. It's just about someone interfering with the left's agenda and not backing down. But if this backfires in a way that some of the Democrats decide they can't go with it, it might actually help Washington if you get some folks who break away and start working again with some of the Republicans. We need that in the country. This is very divisive right now.
It's fascinating to me that you say that this impeachment is about the fact that Trump is pushing back against the leftist agenda. When we come back, I want to talk more about that because it's very interesting to get your perspective. Folks, I'm talking to Senator Jim DeMint, South Carolina, conservative, knowing what to keep. That's the title of the book. We'll be right back.
It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Tried to make it Sunday.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Senator Jim DeMint, former Senator Jim DeMint, who's now the author of a book called Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. You were just saying about this impeachment is not about this president. It's about him pushing back. I did talk about that because we're not hearing that kind of commentary very much.
Well, it's true. It's more obvious, I guess, if you've lived in the middle of it like I have for 20 years. That the left has been doing everything they could to collect power in Washington, to centralize power, and particularly in the executive branch. And then along came this guy who hijacked it, who wasn't expected to win, and he's pushing back. He's not just being nice and giving in. He's fighting back. He's a counterpuncher, which a lot of Americans are just happy to see someone fight this system. And so they've been talking about impeaching Trump since Inauguration Day, so it really doesn't have anything to do with Russia or Ukraine or even Trump. It's the leftist agenda, which is not just in the United States. It's a globalist agenda, concentrating power. Elitists all over the world believe that we should do this, and we've moved towards it with not just United Nations, European Union, central banks coming together. Trump has gotten in the way. Now, I don't know if he knew what he was getting into, he's not a politician. He's not a philosophical conservative. He's just a common sense guy. He's seen what works, and he's applying that to government. But I don't think he expected that so many people who work for him were trying to destroy him.
Can you imagine? I was just commenting yesterday, I guess, about the Ukrainian ambassador. I thought, this is an amazing thing. This is a woman who was let go from her position, telling the world, telling the nation, sort of whining, complaining about how she felt when she was dismissed from her post. And I thought, what an absurd thing that she's being invited to tell the world how horrible she felt when she got fired. Instead, she should be ashamed that that what she did caused the president to say, we don't want you anymore. And instead, she's sort of pointing the finger at him. I thought, we've fallen through the looking glass.
Well, she confirmed his decision was a good one. And she was obviously involved with the opposition to the new Ukrainian president. She was obviously involved with a lot of those officials in the former government of being anti-Trump during the election. And then they were in the pocket of Clinton. So if you connect all the pieces here, she's still singing the same song. And she could not speak for the president.
Isn't it amazing? And yet she wanted to keep her job. It's just astounding. But that's what you're talking about, right? You're talking about people who seem to think that there is a power that they can amass. The left has amassed this power, and it is independent of the will of the people. That's fundamentally un-American. It is the will of the people. We are supposed to elect whom we choose, and those people are supposed to do what we sent them to Washington to do. But they act, you know, like a Politburo.
Yeah, the people really have very little to do with it with the left. I'm not saying there's no one in the Democrat Party who's got good motivation. But I've seen it change that so much of the financing and the power on the left has a very broad goal of a very centralized a government and any means necessary to get there. is justifiable. And that's how they can look you in the face and say something you know is not true, they know is not true, but they're very convincing, and they're going to keep saying it
right
until the world believes it.
And this is because they don't believe in a transcendent order.
Exactly.
I mean, if you believe in the God of the Bible, you know that lying is wrong, and you know that misrepresent. In other words, you have certain values that prevent you from doing anything to get what you want. You're going to play by certain rules. But if people are cultural Marxists, as many of these leftists are, they don't believe in those rules.
No.
They believe that if they have to lie or do whatever they need to do to get their way, they believe that is right. And that's it's tough when you're dealing with folks like that.
It is. But believing in a transcendent order does the complete opposite. We all aspire to something higher than ourselves, better than we can be. We keep hoping and challenging each other to higher standards. And that's not because it's the law. It's because we believe in something that's bigger than ourselves and bigger than government. And that has it doesn't make us perfect, but it keeps people moving in the same direction and by nature draws us together, even if we are very different beliefs. So we've missed that part of it. And another thing we want to keep, I think, that makes a lot of this possible is keeping our republic and helping people realize in this country we were never intended to be a national democracy. That's why you've got electoral college and things like that. It's not supposed to be a popular vote. It's supposed to be 50 states doing their own thing. And if New York wants to do something that I think is crazy, that's fine as long as I can go home to South Carolina and I don't have to do it.
And that's an essential part of American freedom.
It is.
And we have lost that. We're not teaching that in the schools. You know we're not teaching any of this stuff in the schools,
right?
Basic stuff.
And that's why we wrote the book, is I think a lot of folks are going out and they can't even defend what it means to be a conservative. We're called hateful and racist that have nothing to do with it. But there are things we have to keep. All of us are conservatives personally because we all want to keep what matters to us, what makes our life better. And if you translate that to other areas of your life, particularly politics, it makes good sense to let's find out what works and see if we can keep building on it. The left throws everything out and starts each day as if we had no history.
Well, again, or they don't like the history,
exactly.
Or they believe. Well, look, they believe in social engineering and cultural Marxism, and that I don't know. We could talk for days about how we got here, how the left got to take control, that the Democrats are now taken over by the left, and I guess that's if you can answer that briefly, and then we're going to go to a break. But how do you think we did get here? That the Democrats are now in bed with cultural Marxism and radical leftism.
Well, it's a default position, I think, of human nature of just keep allowing of someone who's promising to take care of you, allowing responsibility it's almost uncommon to feel like you have to be self-reliant, work your tail off your whole life, but that goes back to the Bible, the Christian faith, and so if we don't have a culture that's based on a transcendent order, we're going to keep defaulting towards a central power and falling for all these promises that allow people to take control of our lives. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And wow. The book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. We'll be right back with Jim DeMint.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House of Representatives is voting on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded through late December. Here's an update from Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
This continuing resolution ensures critical government funding will remain in place through December 20th.
Tom Cole of Oklahoma is the ranking Republican on the House Rules Committee. He addressed colleagues on the House floor today as they prepare to vote on a continuing resolution that will postpone a government shutdown slated for this Thursday. The CR will fund the government until December 20th.
Included in the short-term bill, a provision to fully reauthorize the Patriot Act for an additional 3 months beyond its current sunset at the end of the year, extending it through March 2020. It's one of the sticking points, along with funding, for President Trump's border wall that keeps both parties from agreeing on the bill. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 97 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 31. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780.
800-716-7780. Leave on with his war wound.
Hey there, folks. I'm sitting here with Senator Jim DeMint. The book is Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. Time flies when you're having fun. We just got about 4 minutes left. What else can we talk about?
Well, the second part of the book is about the left, their motives. It was important to me to try to dig in and help people see what was the motive of people who wanted to tear down everything that we wanted to keep. And we've got a lot of evidence that the things we want to keep actually make life better. And if people look around now, even though they may not like Trump, he has made life better just through some policy changes. So understanding that the left believes that a lot of folks aren't able to make their own choices, we need some experts to help decide about their health care and their education and other things. And you need a few people that are controlling a lot of that, the experts. And that works for them as long as they're the ones in charge. But if you see the second part of the book and what the left is about and all their funding and planning, and you see what Trump did to mess that up, you can see why they're all mad as hornets. And they're going to do anything to get rid of the guy. But it's not just him. If anyone else took office, whether it was Ted Cruz, and tried to do the same thing, they would be impeaching him right now.
I don't think, to be fair, I don't think anyone has the Constitution to do what Trump is doing except for Donald Trump. In other words, there are a lot of good men. Ted Cruz is one of them. But I don't think, unless you are a seasoned, an older man, because Trump is doing stuff that I really think that just about anybody else. I think that good men like George W. Bush would have wilted at the end of that Kavanaugh stuff and said, you know what, let's go to Plan B. Trump did not relent. He stood up for Kavanaugh. And I thought, we need men and women like that. And it's an astounding thing to say that there are good people out there that they do not have the strength to stand when Trump has stood.
No, most good people wouldn't put up with this. I mean, they would say, okay, you don't want me, I'll walk away. I mean, and this is a mean, mean business, and he's mud wrestling every day. People don't like his language, but it's perfect language for what he's fighting against. So he's actually got a perfect personality to deal with the swamp. And like you said, I'm not sure there's anyone else in the country that could. I mean, he doesn't sleep that much. He lives on Diet Cokes, but he's healthy. So I think we're blessed to have the guy for now. And I'm proud of what he's doing, and I just think we need to try to get his back right now, and because this is our chance to maybe push back the left here, and hopefully reconstitute our government. People.
Well, we better do it. This is it.
Yeah.
This is. There's only one America.
Yeah.
Right. If we lose it, I mean, imagine if Hillary Clinton had been elected. It's gone at that point.
I think you're right. I mean, I want to be a doomsdayer, but I really do think we're on an unsustainable course, and we don't have to do dramatic things. We just need to turn this battleship and get on the same page. And so, and I think we can do it. So while we wrote the book, if people understand that there are a lot of great things, this, we're so blessed to be Americans, and really the word for conservatism, the synonym, is gratefulness. We're grateful for so much, the people who came before us, the people who tried and failed. Mm. We want to learn from them and build on that instead of denigrating them because they might have made some mistake
in
their
life. That's right. Well, you are someone clearly who gets it. You have Mark Levin on the cover of the book here. He gets it. There are not that many people who really, really get it. And it's important that those of us who get it communicate it so that everybody can get it. Because we're in a battle. This book is a call to arms. It's not. Yeah. This is not gloom and doom. This is a call to arms. Folks, wake up and fight, because this stuff is worth fighting for. Senator Jim DeMint, just a privilege to have you here. Thanks for writing the book, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you, Eric.